Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Now, remember Priory Hall. It was the Dublin apartment complex evacuated in 2011 because of fire risks to the 180 families living there. Well, 5 years after Dublin City Council began remedial works, work has finally been completed. However, the Irish Times reports today the total cost to the taxpayer will be five times higher than the initial estimate of €10 million. But just who is the colourful developer who originally built Priory Hall? Tom McFeely. Well, Tom Lyons, financial journalist with The Currency, is here to remind us. Tom, Mr. McFeely, he made headlines long before Priory Hall, way, way back before you were born, back in 1977. He was sentenced to 26 years for IRA activity. A judge at the time called him an extremely dangerous, intelligent and vicious young man. Take us through some of that history.
Well, this was a sentence he received after shooting and wounding an RUC officer during the siege of a house in County Derry. So he spent 12 years, he served 12 years of his 26-year sentence, and in 1980 he spent 53 days on hunger strike. So this is somebody who is extremely determined, strong-willed and physically, you know, physically very well built, and he's also somebody who, you know, did an interview with the BBC 4 or 5 years ago, and he was asked about, you know, his membership of the IRA and did he have any regrets, and he said he did, and that his greatest regret was that he didn't do more.
He was released from prison, I think, in 1989 from Lonkesh, and he then got started in the construction business, and before long he was a developer.
His story, like he started off, you know, doing up houses and fixing up apartments, both in Ireland and the UK. And he was one of these guys, you know, who somehow or other, you know, he ended up borrowing more than €100 million, as you do, from Irish Nationwide. And this propelled him into the big time, and he was able to borrow €9.5 million to buy a house on Aylesbury Road. So he was in there among the elite of Irish business and society.
At that stage, among the developer elite, as we call them, of that boom time?
Very much so. I mean, he was somebody who, you know, he was in a big battle up in for the control of the Square shopping centre in Talla at one stage. He was somebody who lived on Aylesbury Road. He's somebody who did interviews with journalists where he'd be showing all of his various artefacts. He had an engraved Celtic cross which had the faces of all of various hunger strikers engraved into it. He had an entire collection of the works of Lenin. He's somebody who said that they considered themselves a communist, yet he's somebody who clearly enjoyed the trappings of wealth. He lived in a fabulous home. He borrowed huge amounts of money. He had properties both here and in Ireland and in the Algarve. He had a €7 million holiday home. So for a communist, you know, he might have thought like a communist, but he certainly didn't live like one.
Now let's move on to the Priory Hall development, I suppose, the development that he will always be remembered for. When did we get the first indications that all was not well there?
Well, this was a place that he built in 2007, and he built 187 apartments. And really, first of all, it began in October 2011. Like, there had been some warning signs beforehand, but suddenly the whole place had to be evacuated.
And they sold for top dollar at the time.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I mean, these were not cheap properties. They were sold for hundreds of thousands. There was a lot of people bought them as their primary residence, and there was also some buy-to-let investors. So these were, you know, pretty ordinary people who were borrowing too much money, as we all did, or most people did if they bought in 2007. And they ended up in this nightmare scenario where they were forced out of their homes. And there was a period of time for them of, you know, shuffling from place to place before eventually Dublin City Council in 2013 said, look, we're going to take them over. We're going to refurbish them. And they got a deal where the banks wrote off the debts for some of the for the homeowners, and for the buy-to-lets, the banks said, look, we're going to freeze your mortgage repayments until this project is finished. And at the time, I mean, this was meant to be, you know, it was a 10 million euro project, so that's clearly a lot of money, but nobody thought it would come anywhere near like the 52 million that the Irish Times reports today, which is, it's quite extraordinary. And if they go through, if you go through the detail of what Dublin City Council has had to do, I mean, they've basically had to take everything down. You know, they've had to rebuild it brick by brick. They've had to go through the basement and install ventilation. They've had to put in fire safety.
It broke every rule in the book.
Every single rule in the book. No soundproofing. You know, if you think about it, if you could go back in time, I'd say Dublin City Council might have been better just level the building and you could have rebuilt it for less than 52 million. But instead, they've had to go back and redo almost everything.
And here we are. They started that, you said, in 2013. Finally, it is finished. How did the dispute about Priory Hall, though, between the residents and MacFeely and the state authorities, how did that unfold?
Well, it was pretty tough. I mean, this is, you know, MacFeely himself in a BBC interview said in 2014, said this is not a shoddy building. This is not the fire trap they're talking about. All of that, of course, has proven to be...
In the face of the evidence.
In the face of the evidence, it's the face of 52 million. although he wouldn't have known that at the time, but he certainly knew that there was very serious concerns being raised. So thankfully, there was a deal done with the banks who agreed to write off debt, and we had the buy-to-let guys have their mortgages frozen. So the council has taken it back over. They're projecting that they're going to sell some of these apartments for 13 million euros, but that still leaves a 40 million euro hole for the taxpayer. I'd like to be able to say that we could turn around and pursue Tom MacFeely for that, but unfortunately, he has, of course, gone bankrupt, making that meaning that the bill is entirely left with the ordinary citizens of the state.
He had a plan around his bankruptcy as well. Despite his republicanism, maybe because of that republicanism, he was accused of hypocrisy, wasn't he, when he applied for bankruptcy in the UK instead of in Ireland?
Oh, this is like one of the many contradictions of Tom MacFeely, which was, as you know, the moment things went bad for him, he fled across the water because it was easier to go bankrupt there and he thought he could get out of it quicker. That was objected to and he was brought back here and he went bankrupt in Ireland. He was due to exit originally in July 2015. That bankruptcy extension had to be extended by 5 years. So he's due to exit bankruptcy in March 30th, 2020. And the reason his bankruptcy assignee said, look, the reason we can't let this guy out is because he's been deliberately and persistently uncooperative. And there was the small matter of him forgetting to disclose that he owned 12 apartments in Dublin, as you do. He's somebody who has been, you know, extremely difficult to deal with. But given his track record and his history, I think it's not that surprising that he's somebody that isn't going to back down too easily in front of anyone.
You mentioned his luxury Dublin home. Just remind us about an unusual discovery made by a plumber, I think, back in 2013 in a bathroom of that luxury home that no longer belonged to Mr. MacFeely. It had been, was it sold on by the state?
It was sold on by I think the liquidator to Irish Nationwide sold it on. It's ended up as the property of a PR person. But they found when they were doing the place up and taking out some of the unusual Republican features that they found underneath the bath, they found $500,000 in cash, which had just been in bundles. And where this money came from is sort of unclear, but certainly it was a hell of a lot of cash for somebody to leave behind them.
to forget about under the bath.
To forget about. But then, I mean, this is, MacFeely has, as we know, he forgot about the 12 apartments he owned in Dublin at one stage until the bankruptcy trustee brought it to his attention.
So the state would have recouped that cash, presumably, and the apartments that you're talking
about. That's my understanding. The state has got them back, and the bankruptcy trustee has, you know, been trying to force MacFeely to be cooperative. And I guess we're going to find out on March 30th, 2020, does he get out of bankruptcy or not? If he does, that means that finally he has cooperated. But
an extraordinary story.
An extraordinary story from an extraordinary man.
And perhaps another chapter yet to be written. Tom Lyons, financial journalist with The Currency. Thank you for coming into us this evening.